Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, and I help creating engineering teams that move the needle. Today, we'll talk about hiring for positions you don't actually know how they work. This is, not a surprise, something that you will have to do several times in your career as an executive, and that is because no matter what your background is, it is not likely that you already know everything every company you're going to work at has to do. Be it the first time you get mobile engineers, you have to start a data science group, you need to get into machine learning, blockchain, whatever it is, you will eventually have to hire people where you cannot simply ask them the right questions and know immediately how good they are in that specific domain. And to do that well, you have to change your mindset. When I talk to executives, I always see them trying by default when they hear about this. They try and gather all the different questions they need to be asking. They try and get from friends who know the kind of work, get the right types of questions, and check whether this exercise will enable them to realize enough and so forth. But what I think you should be focusing on is get to the point where you are certain that person has a deep understanding, and that is by making them explain and teach. When you have to have a first timer, your first data scientist, your first whatever, that person needs to be able to set up an organization. That person needs to be an excellent communicator because they will have to fight over budgeting, over time, and over more resources, all right? Even if eventually you are the one that has to make those decisions and that has to make sure that you fight for what is right, if your first hire is not able to communicate in a very precise manner so that you understand what you're going to be missing out on, then this will be a failure. So start with understanding how big of an effort this new realm is going to be. Are you hiring a single data scientist and likely not going to make the team any larger for the next 18 months? Or are you hiring for the first hire who will then bring on 5 more in the next year? You cannot always know for certain ahead of time, but having that expectation in mind means that you know whether you should be hiring for the best person technically to execute on this, or hire for someone with the leadership capabilities to bring on more people and then manage them. Then, when it comes to the actual interviews, what I like seeing is making them explain you the how. How are you going to set up a data science organization in our company? Tell me what exactly you're going to do. And I'm not talking about, you know, waving their hands and saying, I will set up the best practices and do this and that. You want to understand exactly what is their vision, how they are seeing these things coming to fruition. And if this sounds weird for you when it comes to interviewing an individual contributor, then know that whenever you are hiring a first timer and you are not capable of holding their hands in order to build up their expertise, you have to have this kind of mindset. Those people have to come in ready so that they can push the organization by themselves. You can help them with coaching and with providing them with the backing they need. But when it comes to understanding the actual technicalities of their craft, this is up to them. So they should come up with a plan to push things forward. What are the challenges that lay ahead? What do they think the company should be focusing on first? How will they help bring on more talent if needed? Dig deep enough so that you understand how this is going to happen, so that this is not just a bunch of slogans, but actual plan, something that you can see working, something that you understand the logic behind. With that, you can understand whether this is a person who is capable of coming up with a vision and with a plan, or simply someone who follows commands, because the latter will not work in this scenario. This might not be something that you can understand in a single interview. You might need to provide it as sort of a first interview where they get a background of what is important for the company and what is the goal of their specific role in it. and then a follow-up interview when they come ready with their vision. But make sure that you do not cut this process short. I know that the market might be hard. I know that you might have to finish all your interviews real quick because good people end up being snatched. But when it comes to first-timers, every decision is way more important because a delay in making a bad hire now will delay the entire project and not just delay a part of it. So dig deep, make sure that you understand exactly how they will operate, make them speak out the trade-offs, make them relay to you what exactly needs to be considered, and that way you also make sure that they are capable of communicating with people who do not understand their craft. Because if they can do that, they will later help you understand and decide how much you should be pushing, for example, to hire more people into their team and so forth. And lastly, this is all in order to reduce the risks of making a bad hire, but you know that it might happen. There's no way of truly knowing that someone will be a good hire. As Andy Grove said, even he, after he had Intel running for so long, he made a critical error and put in someone in a very senior leadership position, only to realize 2 months later it was a mistake. Don't become an expert at interviewing every single kind of position. Become an expert at making them prove how they're going to do it and make sure that you then review very quickly. If you can understand within 2 months you made a mistake, that is way better than waiting until your first 6 month review, then telling them they need to improve, and then only a year later, eventually deciding what to do. You need to operate quickly and you need to make sure that you do the right amount of work ahead of time. Don't waste 2 months becoming an expert. Simply get on with it and make sure that you review as quickly as possible. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. You should sign up to my newsletter if you haven't yet, The Change Catalyst for Tech Executives. It goes out every week. Link is in the show notes. And thank you for joining me. Talk soon.